He was there every night at the slowly collapsing hotel. He was hoping to take her to heaven. There were plenty of guys with the same idea, he could tell,
that hung out at the 7-Eleven across the street.
He could see them there as they counted their dollars and dimes. And he always prayed that they couldn't quite scrounge up the price of an hour of her time. But he just couldn't help feeling helpless and hurting like hell as he noticed her deals being spoken. It was hard on his heart, and his hope took a beating as well. But somehow his faith was unbroken. Then she'd go upstairs with whoever could pay, and he'd talk to whoever remained all about salvation until she returned. What he said then was always the same. He'd say, Jesus loves you and I do too. You don't have to keep living this lie. Let me offer you something so deep and so true. You won't have to be lonely, you won't have to cry, because Jesus loves you and so do I. She would usually laugh, but sometimes she would listen a while as she gazed far away down the road. There was something within her he knew they could never defile. But he thought that his head would explode when she tossed her hair, or she walked that way. He could just about lie down and die. And it just never made any difference at all what she said. He would always reply. He'd say, Jesus loves you and I do too. You don't have to keep living this lie. Let me offer you something so deep and so true. You won't have to be lonely, you won't have to cry, because Jesus loves you and so do I. Well, this went on for weeks. He'd show up in the old mission van. At least two of its cylinders missing. He would wander the streets with his Bible and tracts in his hand, and he'd preach to whoever would listen. He believed somehow it might all work out if he got her away from Spokane.
where they'd both never been. Maybe out in northwestern Montana. He'd say, Jesus loves you, and I do too. You don't have to keep living this lie. Let me offer you something so deep and so true. You won't have to be lonely. You won't have to cry. Because Jesus loves you, and so got rough, and some boys with excessive demands had her trapped in a tenement doorway. You would sure be amazed how a guy with a book in his hand can resemble a rampaging army. Said to himself, it's a damned lucky break. There's a full tank of gas in this van. And she looked down the road and then back in the mirror at the glittering lights of Spokane. He said, Jesus loves you, and I do too. You don't have to keep living this lie. Let me offer you something so deep and so true. You won't have to be lonely. You won't have to cry. Because Jesus loves you, and so I.